The NBL1 season is still a little way away, but there's been a lot happening during the off-season with the St Luke's Health Northwest Thunder. The coach, Nick Haywood, joins me now. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Martin. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Not sure where to start. There's been so much going on. You've lost, obviously, Mason Braggs, who's signed to go and play in Queensland, but you've done some good recruiting. You've got a new import from the US and a couple of Jack Jumpers development players, Sy Dean, of course, who played with you last year, and joining him is Sean McDonald.
Yeah, look, it is a big gap. Not just Mason. We lose Joe Chilcott up to playing the NBL 1 North as well. Brad Simpson retires, and Taron Armstrong's obviously in America still. And look, there's still a bit of a cloud over whether Paul Campbell will play. So, essentially, we've had a bit of a clean-out, which hurts a little bit, but it's also exciting for the new guys and, me doing this recruiting as well.
Sean McDonald, we mentioned there, we only found out a couple of days ago, of course, that he's been selected for the Boomers squad for World Cup qualifiers. That's a first for a Thunder player, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Although, I mean, yeah, for a World Cup qualifier, we had Taron in the team last year when he filled in for the Boomers, so that was great, Taron and Rain. But for Sean to make this, it's just a true testament to, I suppose, his ability and his skill and his leadership. And he's a great character guy as well, and that's one of the main reasons we recruited him.
And also with the Boomers team, Ryan Carroll, of course, is a coaster as well. He's been the physiotherapist for the Thunder for a while. He's been doing it for the Jack Jumpers, and he's off to the qualifiers as well.
Yeah, and that's no surprise. He's the best in the business, mate. So, look, I don't expect to see Ryan not in Olympic conversations either. So, yeah, that's just excellent.
Tell us a bit more about your new import, Kevon Scott.
He's an inside presence. High character guy as well, but part of the reason I recruited him is because of his IQ and how well he engages with his teammates, and he just goes after absolutely everything. So I'm expecting some really quality stuff from Kevon, and it won't necessarily be the flashy stuff either.
Okay, now obviously you've got a bit of recruiting to do. We've mentioned a couple of players that are coming now with your new import, and also the two from the Jack Jumpers. How's the rest of it going?
Well, not bad. You know, we've got a really solid group of local kids that are training at the moment. We've got a couple of bits of the furniture back who I'm really pleased with. Like Cam Brown's training really well. Joel Beveridge is leading really well, and he's training well, shooting better than I've ever seen him shoot before. And then Ben Woolley's back in the mix as well after having a couple of years off. So, yeah, I'm excited. And the group of kids we've got, I mean, I'll keep saying that they're kids because they actually are, but geez, they're talented. Lockie Brewer, Jacob Furphy, Eli French, Kai Savage, Riley Haywood, they're all kids that will push for national campaigns and Division I scholarships in America. So it's exciting.
Unfinished business this season, I think. After last year, the season was cut short with lockdowns and COVID and all that sort of stuff, and it was only like 3 or 4 weeks out of from the season, and I think a lot of people, including yourself, were probably disappointed that the Thunder weren't declared champions, even though you were on top of the ladder. So I guess you've got a point to prove this year, haven't you?
Yeah, it's a tricky one, but that's a great question. We have a huge point to prove. Now, it would have been bigger if we ran it back with exactly the same team. So that's why I said it's a tricky question. It's very different, but in terms of me being at the helm and some, you know, our board being the same, apart from James coming on board, we've got lots of people that are really pushing for our finals campaign, and yeah, that's what we're going to be going after.
Now, something a bit different this year is the wild card series, which will be played before the season. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it'll be actually mid-season.
Oh, okay, mid-season, yep.
Yeah. So four teams from each conference got selected at random, and us and Hobart happened to be two of those. So great for Tasmanian basketball. We play against the COE Global Academy boys, so the future stars, if you like. And every team will play against those as they travel around Australia. And whoever has the best percentage in each conference gets a wildcard entry into the national finals. So look, it's a bit of a carrot for us. Let's just hope we're playing good basketball when we come across them.
The COE, for people who don't know, is the Basketball Australia Centre of Excellence. And as you say, there's some very, very good young players in that team.
Yeah, they're loaded. Those kids can all go, and there's not many that are under 6'5 either, so you're playing against some athletic, tall kids.
I guess the real, hopefully the scenario won't need it, where you won't need a wild card. Hopefully you'll be able to qualify for the national finals anyway. That's plan A, I guess. But if that doesn't come off, then plan B is hopefully win the wild card series.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just exciting to have something different. I think the league are doing a great job at trying to promote basketball in every way they can, and this is just another part of that. But look, you're dead right. We'll try and get as many home wins as we can, and then, you know, see how we go on the road. We were really good on the road last year, really organised, great leadership, and that's why it's good that Joel and Cam are on board again. So, yeah, I look forward to it.
What sort of an impact do you think the Jack Jumpers have made on the NBL 1 competition? There's been a real focus on basketball and top-level basketball in Tasmania now, and surely some of that's filtering down.
Yeah, I mean, even the amount of kids you see wearing Jack Jumper stuff around town when you're going in and out of shops and whatever, I think it's really good. I've been to plenty of games down there, and just the following, it's a bit trickier for the North because there's such a drive for us to get there, but you still seem to see a whole lot of Northwest Coasters down there watching. And look, we hope to sign another Jack Jumper here pretty soon for us, so it could be even more exciting. The fans will get to come and watch the NBL guys play in our competition, so fingers crossed on that one.
Yeah, and I mean, we've got to have the NBL 1, and we've got to have the Thunder to provide that pathway to the NBL now, which we've got our own team.
Yeah, I think people sometimes overlook the pathway. It's just got to keep being shown to everyone. You know, you play juniors for your club, seniors for your club, come and dip your toe in the water for Thunder, and if you're good enough, you make the squad. Next thing you know, you could be doing what Sire's doing, you know, and you could be a development player for a national team. And then, you know, then you talk about Sean McDonald, who's only a DP himself. He played in the NBL 1 the last 2 years for Dandenong and Kilsyth. Now he's going to represent the country in the qualifier. So the pathway has never been more evident. And look, credit to the Jack Jumpers. I think they've done an amazing job. Let's hope they string a few more wins together.
Yeah, it's an exciting time for basketball in Tasmania. Can't wait for the NBL 1 season to start. Nick, thanks for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Good on you, Martin. Thanks heaps.